Chapter 14. The Problems Begin.
"Where have you been?"
asked the man in English with a strong French accent.
"I've knocked on your door every 10 minutes for more than an hour."
"Did you bring the jewellery?"
Jay nodded and touched his throat, showing that he couldn't speak.
"What's wrong? Are you ill?"
asked the man. Again, Jay nodded.
"Well," continued the man, "I wanted to see the jewellery before the show, but there's no time for that. We must go quickly to the theatre, because the show will start soon, and you have to get dressed. We'll come back later to do business. Did you hide the jewellery?"
"The jewellery is still in my bag, but the leader mustn't know," thought Jay, and nodded again.
"Let's go quickly, or we'll be late," said the man.
Jay took his bag, and the two left the flat. While they were walking to the theatre, the man looked carefully at Jay. Jay became tense.
"What's happened to you?" he asked. "You've put on a little weight. I hope your clothes will be okay."
They soon arrived at the back door of a large theatre. A security guard stood at the door.
"Hello, Charles," the man said to the guard. "Look who's here."
"Hello, Marcel. Welcome back, Carsten," said Charles, opening the door. "You're late. The other models are already here."
Jay pointed to his throat, showing that he couldn't speak to Charles. He entered the theatre with Marcel.
"Go and get ready for the show," said Marcel. "We'll meet later."
There were beautiful people everywhere. Jay walked down a long hall. There were mirrors on both sides, and models were sitting on high chairs in front of the mirrors. Hairdressers were doing the models' hair, and makeup artists were putting makeup on the models' faces. Jay sat down. "Where can I put my bag?" he thought. "The jewellery is still in it." He saw a cupboard under a mirror and quickly put the bag in the cupboard. Then, two women came to him, holding jackets. They said hello to Jay, and he pointed to his throat, indicating that he couldn't talk. The women talked about the jackets and asked Jay questions about them. Jay pointed to his throat repeatedly, beginning to panic. Finally, one of the women went away and returned with a pen and a piece of paper. She gave them to Jay. Jay looked at the pen and paper in his hands.
"What should I do now?"
he thought in panic. He began to tremble. Suddenly, someone took the paper and pen from his hands. It was Jill. She talked to the women about the jackets. She gave the pen and paper to one of the women, and the women went away.
"Thank goodness you're here," Jay said quietly, when no one was looking.
"Relax, Jay," murmured Jill. "You have to be calm for the show. Take off your jacket and shirt. Your hairdresser is coming. I must help some of the girls get dressed. I'll see you later. Good luck."
And Jill left Jay alone. While the hairdresser did his hair, Jay tried to relax. Then someone accompanied him to a dressing room and helped him put on his clothes.
"Carsten, what happened?" asked the helper. "This suit is a little small. You've put on a bit of weight."
Jay pointed to his throat, indicating that he couldn't speak.
"Don't worry. It looks okay. But in future, you must be careful," said the helper. "You mustn't eat too much."
The time for Jay's walk was coming closer. Jay waited his turn with the other models. Then, suddenly, he was at the beginning of the catwalk. Jay saw people sitting on both sides of the catwalk, watching the model who went out before Jay.
"I'm nervous," Jay thought.
but he couldn't change his mind. It was too late.